Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air.
The Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, presented in their 19th season by the American Broadcasting Network in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company. This evening you will hear Barbara Leitzenring of Chicago, Illinois, and John Arthur Gillespie of St. Louis, Missouri, with the American Broadcasting Symphony, under the baton of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor, Julius Berger. Our host, as always, for these Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air is America's celebrated music commentator, Milton Cross. And now, Mr. Cross.
Good evening. It is our real pleasure once again to welcome to the Auditions of the Air a winner of one of the regional auditions held under the auspices of the National Council of the Metropolitan Opera Association. Barbara Leitzenring recently won the Midwestern Region's auditions in Chicago, and this young dramatic soprano is no stranger to contests or to winning them. Among her laurels are the Illinois State Contest for High School Students, the Best of the Beethoven Ninth Symphony Contest, the Northwest Symphony and the Chicagoland Music Festival Contest, and the Fidelio Contest in Chicago. The last named brings her an appearance as Leonora in that opera with the Chicago Businessmen's Symphony this coming May. Miss Leitzenring has appeared in the title role of Ariadne auf Naxos with the Chicago Conservatory Opera Workshop, where she is a scholarship student, and as soloist in Handel's Messiah with both the Tri-City and Chicago Symphonies. Barbara Leitzenring sings for us now Dich teure Halle from Wagner's Tannhäuser. from Wagner's Tannhäuser, Dich teure Halle, sung by Barbara Leixenring, with Julius Berger conducting. When John Gillespie was quite young, he had no time for singing. He had, he tells us, a paper route instead. However, when he was in his high school choir in St. Louis, the choir director suggested he study voice. That was the beginning. First, there were 2 years at Central College in Fayette, Missouri, and then once again, upon the advice of the choir director in St. Louis, Mr. Gillespie auditioned for the music faculty at Indiana University, was accepted there, and took his degree in voice. It was there as well that he made his stage debut, singing the title role in the American premiere of the opera Billy Budd. There, too, he appeared in The Magic Flute, Die Fledermaus, Gianni Schicchi, and La Traviata. He has been soloist at many churches, with the Indianapolis Symphony and with the United States Army Band while he was stationed in the nation's capital. During his service, Mr. Gillespie toured with the band, appearing in the Hollywood Bowl, and he has sung also with the St. Louis Municipal Opera. One of the Metropolitan Opera's most successful revivals of recent years is the dark tragedy of the French Revolution by Umberto Giordano, Andrea Chenier. From that score, the aria Nemico della Patria, sung for us by John Gillespie.
Nemico della Patria, e vecchia fiamma che beatamente ancora beve il fuoco. Nato a Costantinopoli, straniero, studio a Saint-Cyr, soldato, traditore, di Dumouriez un complice e poeta, sovvertitor di cori e di costumi.
Yeah.
Amico della Patria from Giordano's Andrea Chenier, sung by Metropolitan Opera auditionist John Gillespie. In Christoph Willibald von Gluck's first successful opera, Alceste, the queen from whom the work takes its name, defying the powers of darkness, offers her life that her husband's, the king's, may be spared. This most moving moment is recreated now by Barbara Leixenring with Divinité du Styx. Leixenring has sung Divinité du Styx from Gluck's Alceste with Julius Berger conducting. In the current revival of Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin at the Metropolitan Opera House, the next performance of which will be heard there on March 22nd, the changes of scene during the acts are made while the orchestra plays interludes arranged from Tchaikovsky's music by our maestro of this evening, Julius Berger, for that purpose. Mr. Berger conducts the ABN Symphony Orchestra in one of these interludes from the first act of Eugene Onegin. An interlude from the first act of Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin as arranged and conducted by Julius Berger. In 1892, Leoncavallo made his name immortal with the Pagliacci. Thereafter came a succession of failures, with the possible exception of his version of La Bohème, now achieving a number of revivals, and one other work which was premiered in 1900 at La Scala, Milan, and received its American premiere at the Metropolitan Opera House some 20 years later, and which is one of the composer's more successful ventures. John Gillespie sings Zaza Piccola Zingara from Leoncavallo's Zaza.
Zaza Piccola Zingara, schiava non vale amore, tuo non sei già. Oh!
Leoncavallo seldom heard Zaza, the aria Zaza Piccola Zingara, sung by John Gillespie with Julius Berger on the podium. The aspect of a woman desperately and hopelessly in love, torn between passion and despair, who contemplates suicide, has been material for dramatists for many generations. Amilcare Ponchielli gave such a moment great dramatic music in the aria from the fourth act of La Gioconda, which we are to hear now. Barbara Leixenring sings Suicidio. Midwest Region Auditions winner Barbara Leixenring has sung Suicidio from Ponchielli's La Gioconda. This is Milton Cross inviting you to be with us next week at this time on most of these same stations for the next of these Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air.
have been listening to the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Year, presented in their 19th season by the American Broadcasting Network, in collaboration with the Metropolitan Opera Company. This evening you heard Barbara Leitzenring of Chicago, Illinois, and John Arthur Gillespie of St. Louis, Missouri, with the American Broadcasting Symphony, under the direction of the distinguished Metropolitan Opera conductor, Julius Berger. Your host for these auditions of the air is America's celebrated music commentator, Milton Cross. The Metropolitan Opera auditions of the air are written by Ira Marion, coordinated for the Metropolitan Opera Company by John Gutman, produced and directed by William Marshall. Technical supervision, Fred Ripple. This is Don Lowe speaking.
American Broadcasting Network.
To opera lovers, Christmas Day 1931 was especially significant. It was the date of the first broadcast of the Metropolitan Opera performance. For 26 years now, these broadcasts have been bringing the glorious music of great operas to American listeners. Once again this season, Metropolitan broadcasts, with your opera host, Milton Cross, are heard over the American Broadcasting Network. Next Saturday, Tristan and Isolde, with Margaret Harshaw and Ramon Vinay in the title roles. Others in the cast include Blanche Thiebaum, Otto Edelmann, and Walter Castle. Hear the Metropolitan Saturday matinee over most of these same stations. Keep listening to Americans.